also of it. This is
a very tricky Gemara. Wow, is this Gemara tricky. Super tricky Gemara here. We're going to try to do a little bit. What I'm going to do today, I'm really just going to just try to open up a can of worms. And tomorrow we'll see what we can do. But there's super, soupy, tricky stuff going on over here. We're just figuring out the psukim and who's what and how. So much. This is really big foundations. If you get what we did on Daf Beis, and you get what we do today and tomorrow, then you are in your arayin. Arayin. There's such a thing as being arayngeton. Arayngeton, you have to be arayin. You know what arayngeton means, Mati? What does it mean?
Inside
means that you got in. You could get in. Rabbi Yisrael, we're getting you in. Yosef Tzvi is going to help you tomorrow. He's going to make sure that you got what we did on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And now we're going to get a Hangaton, Beis Hashem, with all the complexities of the first parak of Pesachim. Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nehyeh B'Divayim. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's try to get a Hangaton. Yes, I do. Blue or black? Make sure you catch it, okay? Here we go, folks. Daf Dalid, Amid Aleph, the two dots. Late on Thursday night, we read the Gemara all the way till the end. Those of you that were there, those of you who weren't, we read it anyway. And we're here. The Gemara, it was basically all talking about other stuff. It was talking about how to break bad news to people, how to know from what people say, if they're good people, bad people, if they're Jews or they're Goyim, if they're from which Shevet, all those interesting things. We're now in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, by the two dots, V'hashto dekaimalon dekulei alma or urtohu. Now that we came to a conclusion that everybody holds that or is urta, or means night. Now that we've established that fact, Michti, bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbi Meir, chometz in asel amishay shoyis ulamayla, nivdoik b'shis. So who are we, just to get clear, who was the discussion about whether or not we're checking at night or checking in the morning? Was that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir?
No,
who is that? That was Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara said it's really not a machlokes, right? Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. By the way, it's a different Rav Yehuda than this Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda was an Amora. This Rav Yehuda is a Tana. How do you know the difference between the two?
Rabbi and Rav.
Usually, I emphasize the usually, when it says Rav, it's an Amora, and it says Rebbe, it's a Tana. So over here, it's Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rab Meir, chometz eino aser ela mishei shoyis ulamayla. Who are Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Meir? Who are these people? These are people that argue in the Mishnah. Rashi says, de'efligu b'masnison, v'harchoka, de'avid rabbanon d'yaraisa. They argue on the harchoka that the chacham made on the d'yaraisa. Chometz eino aser min ha'tayra be'bal yirah, be'au ba'achila ela mishei shoyis. Mishavu shei shoyis, kiri'av l'kaman me'ach cholak. So whether you go like there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Meir, I'm sorry, Rashi says Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Meir, Akopanim, everyone agrees that chametz in asel mishnei shoyis ulamayla. Everyone agrees nivdaik b'shis. So Rabbi Yisai, this where it gets really confusing is in the nitty gritty. And we're going to get into the details here to try to understand. So I'll start with this. I'm going to try to. I don't know really where you know how to do this. So we'll start with this over here. Okay. Chometz eina aser ela mishes shoyis ulamayla. Nivdok mishes. Chometz is only aser from shes shoyis ulamayla. Aser in what? Anyone? Echila. What would you say is the most important thing? It's either achila. We're going to assume the achila and bal yirah by matzah. Would you say the most important thing is the achila? Would you say the most important thing is the bal yirah by yirah by matzah? Someone give me a. Someone give me a more complicated answer than that. Would you say the most important thing is the achila, or the more important thing is the bal yirah by matzah?
No, it depends by bedika or just.
The Gemara's question is nivdoik b'shis. Do your bedika at sixth hour. You think the Gemara is more focused on the? It's going to be machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. I saw in the Mishnah it says or larbas or boidkin as a chum. It's Rashi says why are you doing bedika by Rabbi Matzah. Tosfos says why are you doing bedika. So the Chorah, this Gemara is a continuation. Right? That's why we kind of like you motored through all those other Gemaras so we could get back to our program. So the Gemara says, Nivdoik Bishis. What are we talking about? Well, according to Rashi, I would assume our focus is going to be on Bal Yerah Bayim Atzeh. And according to Tosfos, I would assume our focus is going to be on the Achila. Mush? Right? That's good. Okay, now we're going to get to the Psukim. Now let's get to the Psukim. Okay, but I'm just if I'm reading a Gemara, we just kind of like put everything in like that you know the past few blot into parentheses because it was all going off on a tangent. The Gemara is now going back to the Bedika. The Gemara says, "Hash the kaimelon the kuliyama or utru the Bedika you do a boikin as a chametz laor haner." I'm sorry, or la'arbasar boikin as a chametz. Rashi says your bodkin shall have a by Rabbi Matze. Tosfos says Shemi Rabbi Nachloi. That bedika kuli amar is ortu michti ben Rabbi Yudah ben Meir. Chometz asar mishes shoyz lemaila nivdoik b'shis. So in asar in what? According to Rashi, it's going to have to be by Rabbi Matze. According to Tosfos, the focus is going to be on achila. So is chometz asar in Bali Matze on erev Pesach at shis? What does shis mean? 6 hour of what? What time of the day would that be? 6 a.m.?
6 hours after
Alois or something like that. Well, we're not going to, like, which is around 12 o'clock. Chatzos. Around 12 o'clock. There's Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh on Erev Pesach? Is there such a thing? So Rashi says yes. What? After 6 hours, Rashi says yes. Let's see the Rashi again. Bein l'Rab Meir, bein l'Rab Yehuda, de'efligu b'mas nisan, b'harchoka David rabbanon le'oraisa. They argue on how far the Chachamim like wanted to extend that. Abrachametz eina aser mina toira bibal yira. There it is. U'be'achila. Leave that alone for a second because we're going to have a problem with that. Ela mishay shois. But is there bal yira mishay shois? Yes or no? Yes. I'm going to see. We're going to see. Misha avru shei shoyz kili avru kamon me'ach cholak u'min lo sishchad al-chametz. So I want to look up ach cholak. I'm going to look up the pasuk lo sishchad al-chametz. I gave you lots of psukim. Now, I don't usually do this because I usually let you do the psukim yourself. But over here, it's so important. It's so confusing. I want to go through all the psukim together. Okay, folks? Here we go. We will start on this page, the back. Bear with me. I know we're being a little technical, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of the nitty gritty here is important. Shmois Yud Beis Parshas Boy Yud Beis Pasuk Tesvav Shivas Yomim Matzois Teachlu Ach Beyom Arishon Tashbisu Saar Mi Batechem Ki Chol Oichel Chametz V'Nichros Anavajim Eis Zom Yom Arishon Yom Shvi. That's the pasuk that says you eat the matzah for 7 days. Ach b'yom harishoyin tashbisu sa'ar mi batechem. Does yom harishoyin mean on the first day of Pesach you get rid of your chametz? No. So what does yom harishoyin mean?
Day before.
And what does ach? Anyone know what ach tells you? Split the day in half. So half of this day has tashbisu. So when does tashbisu happen? Halfway through the day before Pesach. Great. But that pasuk is not talking about Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. Where is Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh? Ooh, five psukim later. Pasuk Yud Tes. Shivas Yamim, Sa'ar Lo Yematzeh Bevatechem. Shivas Yamim, when is there Bal Yematzeh?
7 days.
And then it says, Komach Metzes Lo Yisechelu, B'chomach Vesechem Toichlu Matzos. What? Sa'ar is a type of chametz. So we will see that. Let's go down. Okay, very good. Go down to now. Go to Shmos Yud Gimel. It's a whole discussion of why this is broken up, but it's broken up. Ki b'chazik yad, I shutzi Hashem in Eretz Chaim, lo ye'achel chametz, do not eat chametz. Hayom hazeh yatzasim v'chodesh aviv, go down to pasuk zayin, matzoy se'achel es shivas yamim, v'lo yira l'cha chametz, v'lo yira l'cha sa'ar b'chol g'bulecha. Here it does say chametz, and the Gemara makes a hekesh of bal yira, bal yimatzei. This is bal yira, the one before is bal yimatzei, but this pasuk is also talking about shivas yamim. Is there a pasuk anywhere that there's bal yira, bal yimatzei on Erev Pesach? Says the Ravid, no. Ravid, my friends, you can write this down. No. No, there's no bal yira, bal yimatzei on Erev Pesach. It doesn't exist.
Well, the pasuk should say, Shmoyne Yamim, it's not a full day that you can't have, it's just until Chatzos.
What do you mean?
So the pasuk's not going to say 8 days because it's not 8 days.
Oh, you're right. The pasuk's not going to say 8 days because it's not 8 days. But the pasuk says 7 days. What does 7 days mean to you? Seven days. Not seven and a half. Ah, Rashi says, but there's a pasuk that says, Ach b'yom harishon, which is Erev Pesach. Yom harishon is talking about which mitzvah? Mitzvah which is called Tashbisu. The mitzvah of Tashbisu. Ach b'yom harishon Tashbisu se'ar mivateichem. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Erev Pesach. But when is there Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh? Only on Pesach itself. I'm looking at the Pesukim. This is what I see. So as far as the Isser of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, I don't see it here. Not only that, but I don't know if Tosis is much better. I also don't see an Isser Achila. Where's the Isser? Where's Isser Achila? This Achila is, it only says, on 7 days, Shivas Yom Sole Yom Matzah, Komach Metzah Slo Sochela, B'chomash Zayim Tochlu Matzahs. That's 7 days. Do you eat matzah on Erev Pesach? No. You definitely don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. You so don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So what does it mean? Komach Metzah Slo Sochela, B'chomash Zayim Tochlu Matzahs. That means the din of Komach Metzah Slo Sochela is only on Pesach. So it's true we have to get rid of our chametz and Erev Pesach, but not midin bal yirah ba mimatzeh, and not midin the Isser Achila. B'lei ploim. This is the nit and the grit, my friends, which we're not going to answer today. We're going to try to do it Beis Hashem with Siyata Dishmai if we can tomorrow. I mean Tuesday. I want you to try to like get clear of the psukim. There's lots of different ideas. There is a mitzvah to eat matzah. There is a mitzvah tashbisu. There is an iser bal yirah, an iser bal yimatzeh. There is an iser of eating matzah. Those are all iser eating chametz. Those are all different psukim from different places. We can't just throw it in a pot, or we got to figure out how it gets into the pot. Now, if you look on the other page, the other side. I just brought a different pasuk, Shemois Lamed Dalet. I gave you the whole parasha just so you should see the context. But over there is where Rashi brings the other pasuk, the very last pasuk on that, over there in pasuk Chaf Hei. Lo Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, V'lo Yolin Laboiker Zevach Chag HaPosach. Lo Sishchat Al Chometz means do not shecht your chometz, your Pesach. If there's chametz there, lo sishchad al chametz dam zivchi. Don't shecht your carbon pesach if you have chametz. Lo sishchad al chametz. So it means lo sishchad pesach v'adayin chametz kayim. Therefore, you can't have chametz around anymore. It's not by yirah by matze. It's not by yirah by matze. You're right. You can't have chametz around, but it's not by yirah by matze. So it's a little confusing here, my friends. Rashi says. The fligu mas nisan bar chokah the avir rabbanon the oraisa chametz ena aser men atoyre bebal yirah ube achila elam sheishois misha avu sheishois ki de'ofa kamon men achalak umen lo sishchal chametz. It's interesting. Where's Rashi coming from? Tosis isn't that much better. So the Gemara nivdoik chametz betchilas sheish. This is also a Pele. Tchilas Shesh. What does Tchilas Shesh mean? Now, we're going to, for the sake of our conversation, we're going to talk about an equinox day. An equinox day is a day that the sun rises at 6 and ends at 6. And that means that each hour is a Shoas Manius is exactly an hour. That's not the way it works. The sun sometimes rises at 5:30 and sometimes Chatzos is at 12:45 and makes things very, very complicated. But just for argument's sake, we're going to talk about hours in a way that's what we'll call, we're going to align the Shoas Manius together with the hours of our day. So we're going to make the sun rise at 6 and ends at 6. So what time is the Isser Middi Oraisa or the Din Middi Oraisa of getting rid of your chametz? Ach, b'yom rishon tashbisu. When is that?
12.
That will be?
12:01.
It will be the beginning of the seventh hour. It will be 12:01. The beginning of the seventh hour is 12:01. That's the beginning of the seventh hour. Is that correct? That's the beginning of the seventh hour, yeah. Chatzos is at 12. You completed 6 hours at the beginning of the seventh hour. Now, the Chachamim said that you have to get rid of your chametz an hour earlier. Correct? So now, according to Rashi, what happens at 12:01? Bayur Abayimatsi and Isser Achila. The Chachamim, anyone know why the Chachamim scaled it back an hour?
Safeguard.
What's the safeguard? Why are they worried here in particular? What were they afraid of? Does anyone know what they were afraid of? What? They'll make a mistake in your calculation. How would the mistake happen? People in those days did not have watches. How do people know the time?
Looked
at the sun. What happens if it's a cloudy day? So we have to give people an hour for error. So therefore the Chacham said, scale it back an hour, which basically means, when is Bal Yirah Bal Yematzeh happening? 11:01. Now let's look at Rashi again. Nivdoik chametz betchilas sheish. Start searching for chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Is that going to work? Start searching for chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour? The beginning of the sixth hour, you have Bal Yirah, Bal Yematzeh, Midrabanan. We're afraid you're going to make a mistake. That'll be horrible. Starting to do Bedikah in the beginning. You haven't even found your chametz yet. What are you talking about? You got to make sure your chametz is gone by the beginning of the sixth hour. Don't start your Bedikah now. How could Rashi say Nivdoik Chometz Mitchilas Sheish?
Maybe it's before the sixth, like prior to the sixth.
So if it would say prior to the sixth, I would be fine with that. But let's read the words of Rashi. Tchilas Sheish means the beginning. The problem.
Mm.
What?
It's Gemara asked about this.
It sounds like it's a problem in the Gemara. It sounds like, maybe the Gemara we could have an easier time trying to cram in. David suggesting, it just means just check by the sixth hour. Not great. And Hanami. But Rashi's a Pele. Nivdoik chametz betchilas sheish? What? There's a Bayur Abayimatzeh Midoraisa at the beginning of the seventh hour. Midrabanan, it starts at the beginning of the sixth hour because they're afraid you're going to make a mistake. Let's say a person makes a mistake of Yom HaMa'unan. Is he going to be okay if he starts doing Midikas Chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour?
No.
So how can we suggest? We're afraid that he's going to make an error of 1 hour. He's going to be toasted. He's going to be fried. What do you mean? He's just starting to do Midikas Chametz in the seventh hour? It sounds like from Rashi, if you start to do Midikas Chametz in the beginning of the seventh hour, you'll be fine. Seventh hour. You'll be fine. Because we made a gzera the 6th hour because we're afraid that maybe you'll make a mistake of the 7th. So we want to cover your bases. Can you start doing bedikah in the beginning of the 7th hour? Mid-D-I-R-I-S-O, will you be okay? Yes. Even though there's Bali Rabbi Yomatsa, you can chum it all over your house. How does this work? You didn't do bittul yet. The bittul happens with the bedika. You didn't do bittul yet. And anyway, Rashi holds the bittul wasn't good, according to Rashi. You need the bedika. What's going on over here, my friends? What's going on? Rabbi said, we're getting a rein into psachim here. I'm just going to throw out a zug, and then we're going to try to figure it out. Is it possible that a person can have chametz in his house and not be over Bal Yerubba Yematzeh? Is it possible? He's got chametz not only in his house, all over his house. He's not over Bal Yerubba. We saw already a Rashi that a person is not over Bal Yerubba Yematzeh if he has chametz in his house. That was if he has chametz kikor b'shmei koira. We said according to Rashi it's not called Yematzeh. Okay, but over here maybe even if he's got chametz in his house, he's not over Bal Yerubba Yematzeh. We'll have to see. But so it seems like from Rashi. Rashi says, it's okay, you got the chametz in the house. Don't worry about it, it's okay. Start doing your vedika at the beginning of the 6th. And if it ends up being the beginning of the 7th, it's okay, don't worry about it. You made a mistake, it's an innocent mistake. What do you mean? Let's keep going. Says Rashi, Nivdak chametz betchila sheish v'koydem yisuri avirenu. Lamili lekdume kulehai. Dibishlami or yamamahu ikalitirutse demasnisa nami v'sheiz kamar. Rashi is explaining. Why did the Gemara say? Rashi is explaining. The hashta de kaimalon, kule alma or utu. Now that everyone says or is urta, I got a problem. What happens if or was the morning? I'll be fine with that. If or meant instead of meaning lately, it meant nagi. If or meant the morning, then I could say. Or the Arbasar, in the morning of Arbasar, you check. And what does that mean? Says Rashi, that'll mean sheish. You'll check in the 6th hour. And that'll be fine. But now that we're saying or means not, or means night, why check in the night? If or means day, you'll check in the 6th hour. You'll check in the 6th hour? With a candle? Or our bus are biking as comments or on there with a candle? In the 6th hour? Shayna mask on Rashi, what does that mean? How can you check? What are you doing? What do you have a candle for? How could it mean the 6th hour? If it means early in the morning, like Alois, it's dark outside. I'm still using a candle. But if it means like in the afternoon, what's the candle for? What? Oh, so maybe Rashi means only in like the dark places. L'or haner, if you're in a dark place. If you're in the like places where there's lots of light, so then you wouldn't need a candle. Maybe that's the way Rashi means. Ganzai? Yeah. Says the Gemara. And if you want to say maybe zrizim makdim in lemitzvois, you should check at night. Maybe the reason you're checking at night is because of zrizim makdim in lemitzvois. What is Zriza Makdim in Lemitzvahs? Can someone give me an example of Zriza Makdim in Lemitzvahs? The Gemara gives an example. When do you have to do Bris Mila? What? Anytime during the 8th day. Is there a better time and a worse time? Why is the morning the best time? Zriza Makdim in Lemitzvahs. In theory, if you do it at the end of the day, is it good? If you do it on the 9th day, is it good? No, very not good.
Baby's yellow.
Okay, if you have a reason to be doicha, but if you don't have a reason to be doicha, there's a deadline, there's a window, right? A window of when it's good. If I do it at 5 o'clock at night, is it okay? It's okay. If I do it at 9 o'clock in the morning, is it okay? Yes. Is it better? Better. If I do it at 6 in the morning, better. There's better and worse. But there's windows. Right? That's when we have a discussion of Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs. Do it at an earlier time within the Zman that you have of a mitzvah. Okay. Now let's take a look. The Gemara is suggesting, you know why we're doing Bedikas Chametz at night? Because of Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahis. Which mitzvah? Exactly? Which mitzvah are we talking about? Huh? What mitzvah is Bedikah? What mitzvah is Bedikah? Help me out here, folks. What mitzvah is Bedikah? Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, we're dealing with the mitzvah of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. According to Tosfos, we're talking about a new creation, which is Shema Yavoy La'achla. The Chachamim said, you have to do a Bedika and get rid of your chametz, because we're afraid you're going to eat it. Is there a Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs here? So according to Rashi, I could understand perhaps. Rashi told us that there is a din of bedika when it comes to Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. We said Rashi holds the bedika is a din diaraisa to check. It's learned from Metziah mi Metziah, Metziah mi Chippus. That we said that there's a din, the Torah is telling you, search for your chametz, and it has to be done on the Zman of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh is the morning of the Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu, so it has to be done by the 14th, according to Rashi, apparently. Okay, so that's your window. The 14th by Chatzos. But I understand it. Kind of. According to Tosfos, what does it make sense?
You should search in the sixth hour. So.
What? It's a good question. Good. We'll hold that for a second. But according to Tosfos, what is the past reason my deal mitzvahs over here? When did the Chacham tell? What's the question over here? Did the Chacham tell us to search at night? If they did, so we're searching at night because the Chacham told us. And if the Chacham told us to search in the morning, so then there's no mitzvah at night. What? Where's the window? Who said there's a? What's the window? The Chacham are now, our Mishnah is introducing to us a new takana, a new din that you have to search for chametz. When do you search for chametz? When does the Chacham tell us? If the Mishnah says tell us at night, then you do it at night. What's the Gemara's question? Maybe the Gemara's question is, why did the Chacham tell us to do it at night? Because of Zrizim Makdim and the mitzvahs. What mitzvah? The Chacham are making a new mitzvah. There's no makum for Zrizim Makdim over here. This question is asked by Rav Moshe Finkel in a Sefer B'nei Chayil. A very thought-provoking, penetrating question. There's no Zrizim Makdim in here. But I say it's something to work on the nuance.
Well, what's the reason Chacham did it at night?
Why did the Chacham say to do it at night?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good question, but it doesn't make sense to say Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs. There's no Zrizim Makdim is if there's a Zman, choose the Zman. In other words, there's a mitzvah of milah. The mitzvah of milah is the entire day. When should I do it? Do it in the morning. The Torah gave us the entire day, now do it in the morning. When did the Chacham, what's the Zman the Chacham chose? That's not Zrizim Akdim on the mitzvahs. Why the Chacham chose to do it at night? That's not Zrizim. Zrizim is when you already have a Zman.
There's times that are better than others. You say, it's better to do it, let's say,
why is Tisul Chacham better?
There's no...
There's no mitzvah to push off. It's not a mitzvah yet.
There's no window that the Chacham could have left.
They could have, but do we? But did the Chacham tell us to do bedik at night?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're finished. They told us to do it at night.
Why
they didn't tell us to do it at night. So Zrizim doesn't come into when we're making a takana. Zrizim is when there's a time to. Let me ask you a question. Okay, let's say it like this. We're gonna. I'd like to make a din that. Let's make a din that on Pesach that on Erev Pesach you have to burn your lulav. I'm going to make a new din. Takana. Erev Pesach, you have to burn your lulav. Now, before I made the takana, when do you have to burn your lulav?
Never.
You don't. Now, I'm going to make the takana. When should I make that takana? Whenever. If I make it at 9 o'clock, when should you burn your lulav? Should you burn it at 6? No, because not this man. If I make it at 6 o'clock, when should you burn your lulav?
6.
6. Should you burn it the night before? No, because not this man. If I make it at 7 o'clock last night, the night before, should you burn it at 7 o'clock? Yes, that's this man. There's no room for his reason in the takana. I'll make the takana whenever I want to make it. And then once the takana is in place, then I have to do it during this man of takana. So what's the Gemara's question? Why did the Chacham tell us to do bedikah at night? B'chitim, because of Zrizim. What does that mean, because of Zrizim?
Chacham, it was the Mida takana had in mind, Zrizim.
But there's no Zrizim and there's no takana! There's no Zrizim. Listen, Akiva, listen to me. I'm making takana, you have to burn your lulav. So I should make the takana at 6 in the morning because of Zrizim? But there's no Zrizim if there's no takana.
What is the takana about?
The dika is not, it's not like a random takana. They're doing it for Pesach. When's the earliest time we can do it for Pesach? Zrizim. We're going to find that time.
But if there's no takana, there's no din of Zrizim. Zrizim is when you have a window of time of when to do your mitzvah, do it at the earliest time. But if there's no mitzvah, there's no takana. So there's no Zrizim. So when the Chacham make their time to do it, so then whatever they do it, then that's called Zrizim. Let me ask you a question. If there's a mitzvah to burn your lulav at 9 o'clock.
That's not the mitzvah.
Well, there's a mitzvah to burn your lulav at 9 o'clock. From 9 to 10. When is Zrizim?
9.
If there's a mitzvah to burn your lulav at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8, when is Zrizim?
7.
So you're telling me Zrizim is affected by the takana of the Chachamim. So whenever the Chacham make the Takana, that's when Zrizim is. Zrizim doesn't tell us when to make the Takana. The Takana tells us when Zrizim is.
But there's two Takanas.
So if they're making a Takana, Shema Yavoi La'ichla, when did their Takana say you have to get rid of it? When did they say to get rid of it? Night before, okay, then Zrizim tell me night before. The morning, and Zrizim tell me the morning, but there's no, you can't tell me that Zrizim is what dictated when the Chacham made the Takana.
Why not?
Because
it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
They wanted to make a takana.
Right.
And so they made a takana the earliest possible time that it would make sense to make their takana.
But that
why did they do it then? Because there's reason.
That there's no din's reason. First decide when the takana should be made, and then afterwards we'll decide if there's going to be a din's reason on it. There's no zrizim if that's not the chacham made the takana. You just said the chacham made the takana at 9. Zrizim is 9. Chacham made the takana 7. Zrizim is 7.
The reason why they made it at 9, then the reason they could have had a reason to make it at 9 before zrizim.
Okay. So zrizim only comes after they make the takana. So when's the takana? First thing has to be, when's the time of takana? Don't tell me. Zrizim is going to tell me to make the takana then. It has to start with the takana and Zrizim comes afterwards. According to Rashi, where the Chacham's takana is just to leave in place Bal Yiro, Bal Yimatze, Bal Yimatze is already there. It's already in place. So therefore, I have Zrizim on the Bal Yiro, Bal Yimatze. According to this, we are fabricating a whole new idea of Shema Yavoi La'achlo, which didn't exist. Whenever the Chacham make it, that's what it's going to be. There's no makom for Zrizim here.
Takana is to do bdika, and then they did another takana when. So they want that. The Gemara is asking, maybe we should do the takana of doing bdika at a different time.
Why are there two takanas?
It's not the same. It's not exactly. The same.
I don't think so. Let's keep going, Rabbi Say. Al kopanim. The Gemara says, Zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs. Nivduk betzafra, the morning is good enough. Tichsiv vayoyim hashmini yimal besar or lasoy. V'tanya kol yom kulo kasher lemilo el shazrizim akdim on the mitzvah. Shalom v'yashkim Avram baboyker. Obviously, this pasuk of v'yashkim Avram baboyker is not talking about bris milah. It's not talking about bris milah b'chval. If you look in the pesukim, we gave out the pesukim. Avram did the bris milah actually in the middle of the day. He didn't do it in the morning. The pasuk is Parashas Lech Lecha. Pasuk says, "Vayomal es besar alosim be'etzam ayoyim azekasher dibor itay elakim." It ain't to bris mila by Ashkim Avram Baboker. It's not true. That's a different post. Excuse me. Vayhi achar dvar ma'ele velkim nisos Avram vayimer lov kachnos bimcha es yechidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. What's that parsha? This is a parsha of Akedas Yitzchak. Vayashkim Avram Baboker vayachav oishes chamoiroi. So,
maybe he got up early to go do the mitzvah, but he didn't actually do the mitzvah.
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But I'm saying, where, what's going on over here? The pasuk we're bringing, a vayash game, is a pasuk of, is a pasuk by the Akedah. Why are we saying anything about Bris Mila? There's no makor anything about Bris Mila. The Braisa says that there's it's true. The Braisa Tanya. Maybe the Braisa is just saying it's a Braisa. The Braisa says just like Avram Avinu got up early by the Akedah, we should all get up early when we do Bris Mila. Avram Avinu himself did the Bris Mila Etzmeyamazev for various reasons. Either because it was a Mila Shalob Ismanoi, you told you to do it, just do it right then. Batsi Mi Amazeh, want to make Kiddush Hashem, you want to do it in front of everyone, whatever Avram's reading was. Avram didn't do the Bris Mila by Zrizus. But we have an opportunity to do Bris Mila by Zrizus. But in Echanami, the Zrizum of Avram Avinu was by the Akedah. Let's look at what Rashi says. Nivdok b'tzafra, d'ika hakdama lizrizim, k'da ashkhan gabe milo, ubizrizoseh da avram shereva v'ashkhan v'boiker, v'lo himtin ad anetzachama, umikomokom balayla lo hiktim. Huh. So Rashi brings that we are bringing a raya from the milo, the k'da ashkhan gabe milo. Even though Mila, you can't do any earlier. Can you do a Mila at night? No. No, Mila you can't do by night. So what's the raya that the only, what's the raya that it's only in the morning? Maybe, is the raya from, the raya from Bris Mila? Very complicated. How is the rite from Bris Mila that you only do it in the morning? Rashi says the rite from Bris Mila that Laila lo hiktim, you didn't do any earlier. How could he have done it earlier? Can't do Bris Mila earlier than the morning. Can't do Bris Mila earlier than Alois HaShachar. What? Oh well, Avram Avinu's own Bris Mila. It was Mila Shelo Bizmano, but he wasn't mitzvah before that. So the moment he was told, he did it immediately. But we're bringing a raya from Bris Mila in general. It sounds like Bris Mila. When should we do our Bris Mila? As early as possible, but not the night before. Of course, not the night before. The night before, there's no there's no mitzvah because you can't do it the night before. Says the Netziv, Amora Dikapshat, and he says the following thing. He says, listen, it's true you can't do the Bris Mila the night before, but you can do the preparations for the Bris Mila the night before. Does a person start preparing the night before so that the Bris Mila can happen the first thing in the morning right away? Or does a person wake up first thing in the morning and do all the preparations right away? The Bris Mila might end up being an hour later. He's got to get the knife. He's got to get the hot water. He's got to... Or do you wake up at 4 in the morning, sharpen the knife, make sure the hot water is all hot, and that way it hits aloes, bang, you do the Bris Mila right away. The hachanas for the mitzvah.
So the hachana will be in the beginning of the night?
Maybe the hachanas of the mitzvah you should do the night before. All that you could have done the night before, but and that way you can mekayim the mitzvah for first thing in the morning. Or that's what the Gemara is bringing from Bris Milah in particular.
It's not a mitzvah.
What?
It's not a mitzvah.
But it's not a mitzvah. So what are we bringing? So perhaps I understand that the chinuch, the Nitziv means as follows. Is Bedikas Chametz a mitzvah? According to Rashi, yeah. But what's the real mitzvah?
Not having chametz.
By Rabbi Matzeh. It's just the Torah told us, how do you not have chametz? By doing bedika. So the bedika is the hechsher for the mitzvah. The Torah told us to do this hechsher, but it's the hechsher for the mitzvah. But it's not the mitzvah itself. The bedinka is a hechatimtza. The Torah told us, mitziyah mi mitziyah, mitziyah mi chipus, search for your chametz in order not to have it. So it's really what you do in order to mekayim the mitzvah. Maybe you should do that the night before. That would be zrizim makdim in the mitzvahs. It's the same thing as preparing your knife and everything for your milah. The ikur mitzvah is the milah itself. Over here, the Torah gave you the hechsher mitzvah. But the hechsher mitzvah, you're not mechuyev from the night before. That could be the way that Rashi's understanding over here, that this is the Gemara's discussion over here. Because even according to Rashi, bedika is not a mitzvah, it's not a fartig mitzvah. It's not a fartig mitzvah. It's not a complete mitzvah. Bedika is the beginning of the mitzvah by Rabbi Matzeh. Or it's like the introduction of the mitzvah by. I'll give you an example, Rabbi Yisai. I try to explain it to you as follows. This seems to be a good example. Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah before sukkahs?
No.
Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah?
No.
No, yes. So the Rabbi Yashim in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah says there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. There's kama v'kama rayas. Chag HaSukkah is ta'aseh lecha. Mitzvah of the sukkah. The Yishalmi says you make a bracha when you build a sukkah. But chayra, the mitzvah of building a sukkah is only in order to facilitate you sitting in the sukkah. But the Torah told us to build a sukkah. Now what happens if a person is going away for sukkahs? Should he build a sukkah and just leave it there in his house, not sit in it? He should have a sukkah. He's going away to Hashem Yerachem what?
Maybe.
So we actually discussed it when we learned Masechta Sukkah. There are some Achorinim that say you should build a sukkah. But we said, Kipshuta, you don't have to. The whole mitzvah is the Torah is telling us build a sukkah in order that you should be able to sit in it. The mitzvah of Bedika is check for chametz in order that you shouldn't be over by the Rabbi Matzeh. Build a sukkah in order that you should be able to sit in it. These are both mitzvahs which are there in order facilitating you be able to accomplish the complete mitzvah. The fartiga mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. The fartiga mitzvah is Bal Yerubai Matzeh. Similar type of thing. Is there a mitzvah to get married? What's the real mitzvah is Peru Ravu. The getting married is just the Torah is telling us how to be Mekayim your Peru Ravu. But it's a prat. There's a whole discussion about I'm not getting into that, I'm just using it as an example. Al Kopanim. In all these things, that might be perhaps what we're saying. We had a Havamina, I mean, you could do it the night before. What did you say? You don't make a bracha on the preparations before.
Good.
That's good. Saying good.
You get mitzvah for
what?
You get mitzvah for preparing the stuff for the breast.
There is no. There's no. What you're saying the same thing. You're saying that how could you bring a raya from Bris Milah? Bris Milah was saying is not really a mitzvah to do the achanas before. Over here, we make a bracha on the bedika the night before. Make a bracha on the building on the sukkah. You don't make a bracha on the hachanas of the milah. So if that's the case, then how do you have a raya from over here? But it's a good hara. Al kopanim. It seems to be that this is the discussion here of whether or not it's going to work. And so Gemara says, Mitzad, the din of Zuzim Akdim on the mitzvahs, it would be enough to do it in the morning. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mishosha Bnei Adam Mitzuyim Bateyem, Varaner Yafala Bedika. Nachman says, no, there's a reason why we do it dafka at night. And the Gemara gives two reasons. Shosha Bnei Adam Mitzuyim Bateyem, and Aran Ye enough for the Bedika. We have to see if, why do we need two reasons? Why is it not enough to have only one reason? Right? Is each reason perhaps adds an element or a halacha that the other one doesn't have? Is Hashem, hopefully we'll continue with that on Tuesday. But the main thing we're going to do is discuss these psukim according to Rashi. The way that Rashi learned that we've created a Baal Yiran Erev Pesach, we've created an Isser Achila, we're going to have to create according to both Rashi and Tosfos. We're going to try to discuss that and more, hopefully, on Tuesday.